KFYO 738 with Tom and Laura. Good morning. It is Friday, and it's First Friday, and with that, we've got the First Friday Art Trail. Tanya Hagee's in the house from the Louise Hopkins Underwood Center for the Arts. Welcome.
Good morning.
Are your headphones okay?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. We blasted you out, I guess.
I'm awake now.
Do we need to speak louder
now? She can't hear anymore.
Are you deaf?
You can actually hear Tom before you come in the door.
I know, right?
What is going on?
You can hear
on?
Him downstairs.
We have a lot going on. First of all, let me say that everybody is back in force. We had kind of a light First Friday because it was, of course, on July 4th last month. But we've got everybody back. Everybody, but if your favorite place is Glassy Alley, they're getting a new roof.
Oh.
And some heat and air. So when you go back to Glassy Alley, it's a brand new place. So be sure and go visit Pauline next month. And
but they're not going to have it.
They won't this month. So okay. And they're kind of a...
It's called under
construction. Yeah, they're a favorite.
Yeah, they're a favorite. Mm-hmm. So just know that they're out for just 1 month and they're going to be back better. Betty Holly Center has some really great artists. Joe Garrett and David Leake both are doing portraits about musicians of musicians. It's going to be fantastic. We've had both of them at the Underwood Center before.
And now, is this the same David Leake that was in the advertising industry? Yes or no? Not sure?
I don't want to say yes for certain, but I almost maybe.
Just curious.
You're older than me. You might remember more than I do.
All righty. Or forgot. Okay, sorry to interrupt.
And we always love it when our venues do things that are for life needs organizations. And Tornado Gallery is doing something called Feed Seniors Now, and they're going to be giving out bags that they want to have people get out, get them, take them home, artistically alter them, and then October they will have a show with these bags, and these bags will be filled with food and given to the seniors. So I think
wonderful.
It's yeah, we love to see when the arts positively affect people. So this is one of those examples. So we hope people will go out and support that.
So you get a bag, and then you take it, and you do your own art thing with it, and then bring it back. Well, that is so
cool. And then they're
going
to have a show in October, and then all those bags will be distributed to seniors in our community.
Nice. We have a lot of very artistic people in Lubbock.
We really do.
I'm not one of them, but we do have a lot of very talented
art. I finally found a use for my
people.
Ronco Stud and Rhinestone Setter.
There you go. You could bedazzle your bag.
I've been hanging on to that thing for about 40 years.
There you go. Well, and I don't know. I don't think we've talked about Peachtree Gallery, but Taylor Petrie, who is recently married, and I'm sorry, Taylor, if you're listening and I don't have your new last name, but Taylor has opened a gallery that is just next to La Diosa, and it's beautiful, and she brings in some powerhouse artists. So if you haven't visited the Peachtree Gallery, I suggest that you go by and see what they're all about, because she's doing a bang-up job in the Depot District.
Fantastic.
All right, well, tell us how this all works, in case somebody that's listening has never been to First Friday Art Trail. What do they do?
Sure, the Art Trail is from 6 to 9 tonight, every First Friday of every month. And really, the trolleys run in all the downtown venues, so if you want to park your car and catch a trolley, you can at least see all of the downtown venues. We do have a few that are too far out to be on the trolley service.
Where's a good place to park?
You know, Luca has a lot of parking. The Depot District, if you get down there early enough, you can get some good parking down there. Buddy Holly Center, of course, has their large parking lots.
Or you can just drive from place to place yourself, too.
You can just drive, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can take your own vehicle. The trolley service is free. New first-time visitors love that because they don't really know the lay of the land, and they can kind of get a feel and then pick up where they left off the next time and see the ones they really wanted to go
right,
to.
Right.
We also have a First Friday Art Trail app. So if you have an iPhone or an iPad, you can download the app, and it is all the First Friday right at your fingertips. It'll show you a map of where you are in relation to where all the other venues are, gives you a full list of everything that's happening, gives you phone numbers. It is the coolest thing ever. And if you use Instagram, take pictures with the hashtag First Friday Art Trail, all written out, and your pictures then become part of the app. So it's a very interactive, cool thing.
Nice.
Yeah, it's
fun.
Very cool.
All right. Starts 6 o'clock tonight?
Yes, 6
Runs
o'clock
till 9.
Till 9. I believe part of the venues on the Luca campus will be open till 10, and Krusty's will be there serving pizza.
Okay, goody. Tanya, thanks for coming in. First Friday Art Trail.
Thank you for having me.
Have a good day. It's 7:43.